All right. Good morning, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started. My name is Amanda Wagner, and I serve here as the Vice President of Operations. It has been a pleasure to work alongside Lisa, our dedicated teams here in Madisonville, our partners at both Baptist and Deaconess, our physicians, our board of directors, all of our foundation donors, our community partners, and most importantly, the patients that we are honored to serve. This is a very exciting time for Baptist Health Deaconess Madisonville, and it's my pleasure to welcome you today to our groundbreaking ceremony. At this time, I would like to invite Mr. Steve Cox, the chairman of our board of directors, to come forward and lead us in the invocation.
Welcome and good morning. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, you have been sending many, many blessings to help our hospital for over 50 years, healing the sick, giving hope in recovery and comfort to our patients and stability to our community. We are now asking you for your continued blessings as we begin the project to rebuild, remodel, and refurbish to continue our mission. We pray for your continued watch over us to do your work to heal and give hope. And that hope is around everyone who comes in our front doors. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. It is now my pleasure to introduce Alisa Coleman, the president of Baptist Health Deaconess Madisonville. Alisa joined our team in January 2023 and brings a wealth of experience in expansion and growth initiatives. From the very beginning, she has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to bringing this project to life. Her drive and leadership have been instrumental in getting us to the moment that we are at today, and we are truly grateful. Please join me in welcoming Alisa Coleman.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Again, my name is Alisa Coleman. I'm honored, humbled to be able to serve as the president of Baptist Health Deaconess Madisonville. I want to welcome you to Madisonville and Baptist Health Deaconess. It's a great day for groundbreaking. I want to just take a moment to again, just thank you for coming. This is a moment in history that in a CEO's life or a hospital president's life, it doesn't happen very often. And it truly is a humbling experience. If you would bear with me for just a moment, I didn't get here by myself. There are lots of folks who are here today, who came before me, that have paved the way for this event to happen. This project's had many twists and turns, and without the fortitude, determination of many, we wouldn't have gotten here. First of all, I'd like to thank our elected leaders who are here, Judge Executive Jack Whitfield, Hopkins County, Mayor Kevin Cotton, City of Madisonville, State Representative Wade Williams, City and County Representatives for the Fiscal Court and City Council, Corey Elder with Cornerstone, also our construction manager, Barton Mallow, also our architects who are here representing Stingle Hill, associated engineers are also represented today, our project manager, John Stratton with Baptist Health, Jason Vincent, who is our Baptist Health Deaconess Foundation a board chairman, and also the executive director of Pennyryle Area Development District. I'd also like to recognize our board of managers who really had the vision for this project and approved decisions that were never easy but necessary to move us forward. Chairman Jer Coleman, Sean McCoy, Cheryl Wathen, Rick Carrico, Lynn Lingefelter, Patrick Falvey, Jared Florence, and Dr. James Porter. Also, our community board leaders, Chairman Steve Cox, Kent Wade, Jason Hawkins, Robert Carter, Marcy Cox, Ree Ashby, Sean McCoy, Jer Coleman, Lynn Lingefelter, and Patrick Falvey. I also want to recognize past board members and administrators whose shoulders, again, we stand on today that have helped pave the way forward. There's a special recognition also out to our foundation board members and donors who are ambassadors in our community to talk about our hospital, our services, and most importantly, about our needs. Jason Vincent serves as the board chairman for our foundation and serves along with Megan Cheney, Dr. James Fellow, Sherry McNary, Chuck Shockley, Patrick Falvey, Nan Nance, Penny Metcalf, Ron Sanders, Ken Hunley, Elizabeth Oldham, Kara Foster, David Lamb, and Diva Thorpe. And a special thanks to some very special community members, Barry and Gail Evelyn and family, Don and Mary Susan Fishman, the Badgett family, and Alan Rudd. Without those folks, with the vision and with the other contributions, both with time and treasury, to be able to move us to this point, please recognize them with a round of applause. In addition, I want to say a special thank you to our physicians, our providers, our hospital staff, and clinic staff that are here today. There's many of them who are here. Thank you for your support of this project, your efforts in helping plan, replan, and replan. You have had the fortitude and determination to make sure this project got to the drawing board. I also want to say special thanks to our facilities director, Barry Russell, and Amanda Wagner, who have been a big part of today and taking this project, as I said, from the drawing board now to where we are going to be sticking shovels in the ground. I also want to thank Valerie Howard, along with the entire finance team members, who have helped us get to the point of financing this project. She works very closely with a team, both at Baptist Health and Deaconess Health, to move our project forward, and also with our partners through Morgan Stanley and Bruce Deskins, who is also here, who helped advise us on our financial arrangements for this project. To Christy Littrell and the entire clinical staff, who helped advise on clinical areas and were being most affected by this project. They have been instrumental in helping us carry forward. And the entire senior leadership team and administrative staff, you guys keep us in line every single day and helping for today. Thank you so much for all of your efforts for this big day. Thank you to all of you. Our founder, Dr. Loman Trover, believed that people in rural communities deserved access to the same high-quality health care as those in bigger cities. Dr. Trover channeled that belief into pulling a group of doctors together from different specialties that grew into a comprehensive health care facility that we have here in Madisonville today. This is the place where the first open-heart surgery was performed in rural Kentucky, in a rural Kentucky hospital. It was one of the first places in Kentucky where medical students are trained to care for residents of small towns during their school years. Our family medicine residency program was the first of its kind in the state of Kentucky. This is a place of pioneers, of believers, of those who work tirelessly to make it happen, because our patients are more than patients. They're our neighbors, they're our families, they're our coworkers. It's fitting that this hospital, again, is breaking new ground to continue to provide the best care possible right here at home. As a joint venture, our partners, Baptist Health and Deaconess Health, share in that belief in quality health care close to home. In innovation and in a pioneering spirit, we're continuing to expand access to care and growing the number of services we can and provide those right here in a state-of-the-art facility. Baptist Health Deaconess Madisonville is a 175,000 square foot, seven-story hospital that dates to 1977. nearly 50 years old. With additions constructed in 1984, 1993, 2001, and 2010, this new $120 million project will facilitate enhanced patient care, improved access, more efficient throughput, and a greater delivery of diversified services of hospital services. The project's infrastructure upgrades will allow for increased patient volume and support the expansion of the hospital services and population outreach. Areas impacted by this renovation and expansion are the emergency department, behavioral health, surgery, oncology, and the needed infrastructure to support the project. This project will also have a significant impact on our local economy and the quality of life for our residents and our communities that we serve. It will assist our city and county as they continue their wonderful efforts they've started here in Madisonville to recruit new businesses and enable us to continue to provide care for a growing population that they will need. It will mean a much better work environment for our team, a quieter and more comfortable healing environment for our patients. Today is the day we begin building our future together. And our team is excited to share this day with all of you. Thank you for being a part of this important day in our story.
Thank you, Elisa. At this time, I would like to welcome Dr. Joshua Clapp, one of our general surgeons here in Madisonville. Dr. Clapp has been a valued member of the surgery team for the past 4 years.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here today. This is an exciting moment, not just for our hospital, but for the entire community that we serve here. As a surgeon, I have the privilege and the responsibility of meeting people at some of the most vulnerable moments of their lives, whether it's in the emergency room, in the middle of the night, or for a long-awaited procedure or life-changing diagnosis. Our patients place an incredible amount of trust in us, and that trust deserves the very best that we can offer. Today's groundbreaking is about honoring that trust. For those of us who live and work in a rural community, healthcare comes with unique challenges, and distance is one of them. Many of our patients simply can't drive 5 minutes to a major medical center. For some, it's more than an hour. For others, it means arranging transportation, taking time off work, or leaving behind family support systems. And that reality shapes every decision we make as providers. When patients need surgery, the question is not just what is the best treatment, it's also can they realistically access it. And too often in rural healthcare throughout this state and throughout this country, the answer has required patients to leave their community to get the care that they need. This new project here continues what we've been doing here as a community and allows us to continue to offer some more advanced stuff here that they don't necessarily have in other rural areas. It means that more patients can receive advanced medical care close to home. It means shorter travel times, less disruptions to their lives, and the ability to recover surrounded by family, friends, and familiar faces. And that matters way more than we sometimes realize. Healing is not just physical, it's emotional, it's social, it's personal. Being close to home supports all of those things. From a clinical perspective, these new operating rooms and clinical spaces will allow us to provide safer, more efficient, and more advanced care. Modern surgical environments are designed to reduce infection risk and improve precision and support the latest technologies. That translates directly into better outcomes for our patients, fewer complications, faster recoveries, and ultimately a better quality of life. But beyond the technology, this investment sends a powerful message that people in rural communities deserve the same level of care as anyone else. Not good enough, not close enough, but the same level of excellence that they get everywhere else. It also strengthens our ability to recruit and retain talented physicians, nurses, and staff who are committed to serving this community. When clinicians know that they have the best tools and environment they need to do their best work, it benefits every single patient who walks through our doors. I also want to acknowledge that a project like this doesn't happen on its own. It takes vision, leadership, and commitment to the future. It takes people who believe in investing in healthcare is investing in the well-being of an entire community. And that's exactly what this represents. Years from now, most people won't remember the details of today's ceremony. They won't remember the speeches or even the moment of groundbreaking, but they will feel its impact. They'll feel it when a patient can have surgery and be home in time to tuck their kids into bed. They'll feel it when an older patient doesn't have to travel hours for a procedure or an infusion. They'll feel it in the peace of mind that comes from knowing high-quality care is right here when they need it most. As surgeons, we often measure success in outcomes, cases completed, complications avoided, and lives improved. But today is a reminder that those outcomes start long before we ever step into an operating room. They start with decisions like this, decisions to invest, to build, and to believe in the future of this community. I'm proud to be a part of that future, and I'm grateful to everyone who made it possible here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clapp. Next, help me welcome Sean McCoy, the CEO of Deaconess Health System.
Well, I think you're in good hands with Dr. Clapp. That was great words, so appreciate that. I was, depending on how long I was going to talk, was whether the sun was out or not, so it's a little bit cloudy, so I'm going to talk a little longer, so sorry about that. I was thinking about today, I was thinking about a trip I just recently took to a place called Big Bend National Park. Has anybody ever been there, heard of it? I got one, I think. If you ever want to go to Texas and drive all the way south to the Mexican border, there's a great national park there. And our family, when our kids were little, we always went to the beach, right? We got stuck in the beach vacations. And then when they got a little older, we decided national parks were the right way to go. And there's so much beauty. I always say they put the national parks where the pretty places are. So check them out. So this is going somewhere, I promise. So to get to Big Bend, you fly into Midland, Texas. And if you've seen Landman, it is literally, as far as the eye can see, oil wells everywhere. They're doing a great job right now, for sure. And you get in your car and you drive about 4 hours south, very rural area. And as we drove in, you always pay attention to sort of the healthcare. And I see an ambulance with the name Terlingua Ambulance drives the other way. So we're going to the small town called Terlingua, Texas, about 200 people. And noticed the ambulance leaving town. And we went and dropped our stuff off, kind of got settled, went and grabbed something to eat. And I was coming back. It's been about 3 hours, and here comes the ambulance back into town. 3 hours. So I went and looked it up. Nearest hospital to them is 2 hours away. So if you get any sort of medical issue, you're 2 hours away. And that was only a critical access hospital. So that was not a tertiary center that could take care of, you know, the most severe problems. So even, minor injuries, you're flying out of there. And then as you get older, how important healthcare is and how important it is to the community and what Dr. Clapp talked about. Elderly patients don't have the transportation. If they can't get care close to home, they're just not going to get taken care of. They're just not going to get treatment. And so how important the hospital here is to this community is a big deal. And I was talking to the mayor, and you guys have so much great stuff going on here, so much investment coming in. Little Terlingua, Texas is never going to have investment. They don't have a hospital. They're never going to have a hospital. Because once one shuts down, they don't come back. And then obviously the support wouldn't be there from a population perspective. But also your businesses aren't going to come. You're not going to get investment in your community if you don't have a good hospital for people to get taken care of. So extremely important what we're talking about here today with this investment. And then I think about Dr. Trover and his vision. And Elisa said the words. He said, we should be the same as an urban community. We should get the same care. So not only did he have that vision, he carried it out. He started the multi-specialty clinic in Little Madisonville. He starts this up, and look what you have today. The hospital follows. You have all this great care that's being delivered here today. And it reminds me of the strategy that Deaconess adopted about 10 years ago, which is the care close to home. We fit right into that. You know, we think it's our job to protect rural healthcare and make investments in rural healthcare so that people have as much care as possible close to home. So love his vision, love the way that worked out. And I will tell you, in the next week, within 2 weeks, I will have three either groundbreakings or ribbon cuttings, three total, of investments in rural healthcare, whether it's a service or an addition or a new hospital, three of them. I bet you don't see that too many places across the country. So this is a big event. As Elisa said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal to have this. I want to talk just a minute about Baptist Health. They were We approached them. They were the owner here, and we were seeing, this was back in 2000-ish, we were seeing, no, 2020, COVID area. We were seeing a lot of patients transfer to the Evansville area. We were getting a lot of transfers out of Madisonville for patients that we didn't have the special, didn't have the services to take care of down here and get transferred up there. So we talked to Baptist, we talked to Chair and to Patrick, and said, you know, if we came together as partners, we think we could stop that from happening, that we could get the services, make the investments we needed, recruit the physicians we need to keep more patients here local in Madisonville. And together, it's a strong force to be able to do that. This is an example of the investment today of that happening. And I will tell you, those most of those transfers are not coming to Evansville anymore. In fact, a lot of the transfers that you're getting here today are not even from this county. So you've grown your services, you've grown your ability to be able to take care of more, and folks are looking to you now to be the place that they're going to go for definitive care. So a huge change. And you know, just say that the Baptist folks have been great partners, and we're really glad to be partnered with them on Madisonville here. The last thing I say, the sun's coming out, so I've got to wrap up here. Just a shout out to the management team and the managers here and the leaders. You're the ones that make this happen. You know, the first few times I came down here, the parking lots were sort of half full. And every time I come down here now, the parking lot's full. And it takes a lot of effort to make the change happen, to get these services provided and to do the things that you want to do. So hats off to them. Just keep that patient at the top of your mind and remember what Dr. Trover originally set out to do. And if you can do that, you're going to do great things.
Thank you, Sean. And now we're going to hear from Patrick Falvey, Chief Operating Officer of Baptist Health.
Good morning. I'd like to echo others' comments as well. We really appreciate everyone coming out today to celebrate this wonderful milestone as an organization. Really what I want to start out with is a thank you to the community, the leadership of the organization, the team members across the organization as well, for some wonderful patience over time to focus on this project. Wonderful timing with the train. So one of the things that I want to note, I've been with Baptist Health now for about 7 years, and I remember when I first joined the organization, on the second day that I was within the organization, I came down to Madisonville to tour and see what was going on. And as I was prepping and after being asked by Elisa to come and say a few words today, I went and I checked some of my original notes. And I wrote down in my notes after my initial visit was, passion and compassion and patient focus is thick in Madisonville. Facility needs investment as we go forward. And so as I've been working with the leadership team and the organization, we've always talked about the focus of the project and the importance of investing back into the facility. And if it wasn't for a wonderful partnership that we had starting 3 or 4 years ago with Deaconess Health, as Sean already mentioned, as we were having those initial conversations, the part that I really appreciated, and I know Jared Coleman appreciated as well, was when we were having conversations, the patient was always at the front end of the conversation. And so while we already checked all the boxes of saying our values were very interlinked, our mission was aligned, it really was that emphasis on the patient. So we knew as we came together, we'd be able to move forward with this project. So as others have said, really, today's a wonderful day that we get to mark the milestone where we get to celebrate the start of this project. Because as we're doing this today, we're really shaping the future of Madisonville and the surrounding areas. This is going to give us an opportunity to strengthen the community as well. Because when individuals and organizations come to communities, usually within the first 5 questions, they're asking about schools and they're asking about healthcare. So you want to make sure that we have that in place. And this will drive it. This project is really going to represent a commitment to innovation and growth for the area. It's also going to serve as a foundation for the next generation of progress within the community. And that's the part that I'm excited about as an organization. It's the partnership that we have between Baptist and Deaconess, and more importantly, the local emphasis and leadership of our administrative team, our physicians, our clinicians across the organization, and everyone else that's involved within Baptist Health Deaconess that's really going to differentiate this project. I can't share and express enough of how proud I am by the dedicated physician staff, our clinicians, our employees, whose hard work, expertise, and passion really drive the success of Madisonville every day. And together, we're starting more than just a project at this point. We are really beginning to create new opportunities and laying the groundwork for a brighter tomorrow for Madisonville and the surrounding areas. So again, thank you for your participation today, and appreciate your excitement as we see this project progress over the next time. So thank you.
Right, at this time, we're going to prepare for our official groundbreaking photo opportunity. So I'm going to ask this team to go over, and they're going to be joined by Dr. Toler, our CMO, Dr. Estes, Dr. Bunch, Dr. Modi, Dr. Gilly, Dr. Duvall, Dr. Aberbunker, if you're out here. And then we have Mayor Cotton, Judge Whitfield, Representative Wade Williams, and Jason Vincent.